This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That was a quick sweep. And, you know, the amazing part is, and I'm not very good at math, but I can count to 504 because that's how many points they dropped on the Heat. In four games, 504 points, Jeff. I mean, they were just, and last night to, you know, put 138 on the floor, or 138 points last night. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I don't know if they're just so much in rhythm or Miami was that bad.
Yes and yes.
All right, I'll buy it.
I'd say yes to both of those things. This is the first time a 10 seed made it into the regular playoffs through the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's the last, if that's an indication of the type of basketball we're going to get. That was awful. And good for the Cavs. They get a little time to rest up.
I thought it was interesting watching the game yesterday. I was, you know, they were up, were they up 50 at one point? When they went up 49
points.
That's
ridiculous.
I thought, I was like, are they going to take their foot off the pedal here? Like, I didn't know, you know, I think if it was a regular season game, maybe. I was trying to figure out, like, the unwritten rules going into this thing at the end. I mean, you don't want to embarrass another NBA team, but by the same token, you know, you don't want to give them any chance that they think they have a life. Kenny Atkinson reviewed a play late, which he was right, and he on a block, and he was right. It was just, I think they were up like 50 at the time that he did it, and I was like, is that in bad taste? But it was really weird.
The Heaters embarrassed themselves, Sandy. The Cavs didn't embarrass them. The Heat embarrassed themselves.
Yeah, I agree.
It was awful.
Yeah, but I just, like, what's the rule there? Like, I kept thinking to myself, you know, and by the way, if you noticed at the end of the game, they did it right? You know, there's like less than a minute to go in the game. Cavaliers had the ball. They walked it down the floor. They let time expire, and then Miami came back, and they had the ball, and they came back. Like, that unwritten rule of the game was fulfilled at the end of the game. Although, I mean, there were points there where Tyler Hero was so frustrated there, and I still think it was in the first half. I'm like, dude, you're down 40. You need to chill because you are getting crushed, absolutely crushed. Man, he only ended up with 4 points last night. Oh, he was minus 44. I don't even know that I've ever seen that number in a box score before. What? Give me your whole take on the whole series.
It was awful. When Miami didn't win one of the first two games in Cleveland, I thought they're going to win one in Miami because they played. They had some moments in the two games in Cleveland. You know, they never completely went away until late, and I thought they're going to win a game. But going into the series, I thought Cavs would win in five, maybe six, and they won in four. So they get a little extra time off. And there's nothing to say about the series. The Miami Heat, after games one and two, did not put up any effort. And that will lead to massive changes with Miami this year. Not with Pat Riley, not with Eric Spoelstra. That roster is going to get just changed. And Hero's up for a huge extension. Is he worth it? That's something Miami's going to have to figure out.
I guess the bigger question is what we ask at the end of every show. Like, I'm trying to figure out what did we learn by this? I think we learned that the Cavaliers are no joke. And I don't think we thought they were a joke before. They're the number one seed going into this thing. I think we all kind of have Boston circled at the end. I think you better not look past Indiana.
You definitely better not look past Indiana.
So
Pacers could knock the Cavs out.
Why, though? Why do you say that?
Because they're a better team. They're a much better team than Miami.
Oh, better than Miami? You made it sound like they're a better team than the Cavaliers.
No, they're a much better team than Miami. Pacers are good. Pacers have some playoff experience.
So what?
They went further than the Cavs last year.
What has to be rearranged then off the deck that they were able to do against Miami that they won't be able to do against Indiana? What has to change? What do they need to do
what
to be successful?
What does who need to change?
The Cavaliers. Do they need to change? What
they
is
don't need
going
to change anything until they have to.
Meaning just go at it the same way you've been going at it?
Play your game. And if Indiana comes up with something that slows you down, then adjust. It's pretty simple. I don't mean to downplay the Miami series. Anybody who's going to be all giddy that they swept a team that didn't bother to show up for games 3 and 4 at home, you need to get over that fast, because Indiana's going to show up every game. They're going to. They have better talent. They're equally as well coached. Rick Carlisle's a terrific coach, and we're assuming Indiana, you know, wins one of the next three against Milwaukee. We're assuming that. I would assume that, especially with Dame Lillard not being there. I would assume that it's 5 or 6. And Indiana's going to show up, and that's going to be a series. And if I had to pick a team to win the series, I would pick the Cavs.
Donovan Mitchell, after the game last night, was talked about. The first time they can play, I think, is Saturday. That's the earliest they could play in this series against Indiana. So, you know, here we go again. It seems like this happens every year. We ask ourselves the question, rest or rust? Rest or rust? And Donovan Mitchell was asked about that after the game on TNT last night.
I mean, I'm always a big fan of rest. It's the best I've felt in my career. So biggest thing is now is just use that, take advantage of it. You know, and I understand that I can still get out working. We're not at the house chilling, be ready for Milwaukee or Indiana.
I'll buy. I think every time we get in this conversation about whether, do you got to sit out a week? What are you going to do? Blah, 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 blah. I would think it always comes. I mean, you might come out a little rusty in the first 5 minutes of the first quarter of a game of the next series, game one, but it's over after that. I think once you break a sweat, you can forget about the rust thing. I think it's probably one of the most overblown storylines in any series. But what does it happen? Every once in a while, a team comes out rusty because they were sitting for too long. It's not going to happen to the Cavaliers. I really don't think so.
I don't think it happens very often at all with any team. And with Donovan Mitchell, you know, being injured leading into this, with Darius Garland missing the last two games, Cavs can use a little rest. Heal up, feel better, go win a series. I honestly think it's pretty simple.
All right, so again, give me the positives and the negatives of this last series against Miami.
Positives, nobody was significantly injured.
Mm-hmm.
Darius Garland, and you get some time off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The only thing, if you're looking for a strategic thing that I think might be good, Garland didn't play the last two games. I'm not going to go into anything like, you know, you should trade Darius Garland. You shouldn't trade Darius Garland.
I've heard that storyline the last couple. Like, they just swept Miami. Do we have to really sit here and talk about whether they're going to trade a guy or how they're going to hang on to Ty? Like,
no,
I'm so not wanting to worry about what is coming up after the playoffs. Can we worry about the playoffs? Like, I think we waste a lot of breath sometimes not living in the moment. Look where your feet are right now. I say this all the time. look where your feet are. Like, I don't, if they need to do something with Garland at the end of the season, go ahead. But I know where Garland is now. I know that he can play. I know that he's an asset to this team. I know they've been able to play good basketball, whether he's on the floor or not. He's a part of the team. Can we please just kind of chill for a second on whether we're sitting here about whether, oh, is this going to work or is this not going to work and for another year in a row with him and Donovan Mitchell? Can we just stop the narrative? What, we're just looking for something to talk about. We can stop. We can stop during the playoffs and worry about it after they get after they win the championship. I'll be positive about it. Sorry.
Without Darius on the floor, DeAndre Hunter had a little more run. Dean Wade had a little more run. I like that lineup a lot. And so it gave them a different look with a little bigger lineup that might come in handy against Indiana and would definitely come in handy against Boston if that eventually happens. That's the only thing I take out of the Miami series.
Yeah,
that's it.
Am I wrong by saying live in the moment right now? Because let's face it, Jeff, I mean, I'm not trying to be old on this or not, but we haven't seen many championships in this town in our lifetime, one. And, you know, to even keep advancing in the playoffs and to watch the way the Cavaliers are playing, like, they're the top seed in the East. I know we all have this this fear of Boston, but is there any point where we should just kind of relax for a second? Because now would be the time to say, wow, they're playing great. They played great all season. They just absolutely destroyed Miami. Let's see what the next challenge is. Hopefully it's tougher, and it should be because that's the way the playoffs are made. Can we enjoy the moment for a second here? Is that asking too much?
I'll add in, I think the biggest positive coming out of this series, guys, is the fact that the Cavaliers just went, we're better than you, and we know it, and boom, good luck.
Took care of it.
I mean, there was one game that I think the three of us would call close-ish, and it was until Donovan Mitchell just went, all right, fine, I'm done
taking
here.
Over.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Well, or you could say the same thing until Ty Jerome did it in the first game.
Exactly.
Sure. You know, those first two games, I thought, wow, Cavs needed somebody to go absolutely nuts in game one and absolutely nuts in game two to make sure they put away the 10th seed. That obviously didn't have a whole lot of interest in being there because we saw that in games three and four. If you're looking for a cautionary thing, that's it. I mean, Jerome went, what did he have, 16 points in the fourth quarter? And then Donovan had 17 in the next game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you needed unreal efforts to win those games. Okay, but you got them. And then the next two games, Miami didn't bother to show up. So there's not a ton to take out of that. Just when you have a home game, and against a team like Indiana, if that ends up being the case, unlikely that you're going to have somebody go for 16 and 17 because they're better than Miami in the fourth quarter. So they'll just have to, I think, play a little bit better than they did against Miami in those two home games. And then Miami just didn't show up.
I don't know how you face that. I mean, you're an NBA team. Like, you go back, if you're Miami, I would not go back and watch what we saw in last night's game when Barkley, like, straight out called you up at halftime and said, you quit.
Well, they were awful, Andy. They did quit. They did.
As much as they quit, I still think Hero tried to play hard the whole way through. It's not... I don't know if it's a total team effort, but they just,
let's be real honest, guys. TNT should have did everybody a favor and just put Jaws on for the second half until the next game.
Not a bad idea.
I mean, that's really what that looked like after the first half, is it was like, okay, can we just get Jurassic Park on? We've got it laying over here. We're TNT. We always have it. Lord of the Rings. I don't even care which one. Just put an hour and a half of it on.
216-474-0092. James is in East Cleveland. James, start us off this morning just talking about last night's game, concerns, worries, and how good can you feel about after last night's game? What do you got, James?
Well, thanks for taking my call. What I first took from the whole series against the Heat is I want to get into two things here, mostly. But basically, number one thing I took is the mid player that Andrew Wiggins has become. When we took him first, I remember there was much debate about training for Kevin Love. Proof is in the pudding. I'm glad we did that. Got a championship out of it. And he's just kind of a mediocre player now.
Okay.
As far as the play-in tournament, I think it needs to be some adjustments made to it. I don't think, and I was looking at the standings schedule first, but I don't think it should be a play-in tournament. I think it should be a qualification of being at least a 500 team. In this situation, they did the play-in. tournament when the Heat was like 37-45, the Magic were 41-41, and the Bulls was 39-43. I don't think if you hit the 500, you shouldn't even be playing in. Why take out a team that finished 500 to replace them with a team that's below 500? I think that should be the first standard across the board to even initiate a play-in. It should only be a play-in if the A seed is below 500 as well. Then you bring that in. But you shouldn't let below 500 teams in the playoffs just to do it. You know, I know it's a money-making business. And then the last thing I want to take out of the series is Donovan Mitchell has been coasting the whole year. Like, not coasting, he's playing terrific, but he's been letting other players take over the game, get into their groove. But with this Pacers series, with this tough Pacers team that I think could get a couple games or maybe even push us to seven, they're young, energetic, they got bodies to throw at us. I think it's time to see the real Donovan. I think it's time for all the, you know, let you take over. I think it's time for him to take over.
James, I got you. I agree with you, what you're saying. By the way, James, anyone ever tell you you sound like Kendrick Lamar a little? Did you ever hear that?
I wish I had his money. That
would be nice. I think you sound just a little bit like him. James, have a great day. Appreciate you.
Thank you, James.
I think he brings up some great points. I want to come back and talk about some of those. Phone lines are open. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Cavs sweeping the Heat. What's next?